Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. The Lansing City Council meeting tonight to work out details of the city budget before next Monday's vote. But with the ongoing debate over the use of millage money, is there likely to be increasing friction ahead of the vote? To talk about that, I'm joined by longtime council member Carol Wood. Carol, thank you very much for coming on the program this evening.
You're welcome.
Now, you've been through this process many times before. Would you say that the disagreements between the council and Mayor Bernero on this year's budget is any more or less contentious?
I wouldn't say that it was any more or less. I mean, since Mayor Bernero's been there, we have fought over golf courses to a number of things. So I think when you look at this, again, and I don't necessarily mean to use the word fought, but I mean had strong opinions about how we wanted to make sure that the money was allocated and the things that we were hearing in the public.
Do you feel the council has had enough time ahead of next week's vote to look at all the issues regarding the budget?
Well, I think you're going to hear this evening that we're going to be moving this back 1 week, which will be on the 21st instead of the 14th. We are required by charter to have it passed by the third week in May, and I think when we started out with the schedule, the hopes were that if everything came together and everything was aligned at the perfect time, that we would be able to do it on the 14th. We had scheduled a full-day session for Thursday, and we do have one council member that isn't going to be able to be available, that is going to be out of town because of a work issue. And so we are pushing that wrap-up back a week to the 17th. And so that gives us an additional week to continue to go over information and to finalize any changes that council might be willing to make.
So what are council members really focusing on now? Is it mostly this millage money going to the police department and how that should be allocated?
Well, I think that's part of it. Tonight, we're going to also be hearing from Public Service Department that's dealing with anywhere from refuge costs to recycling. We're also going to be hearing from the Parks Department, and I know that during this past year, there was a lot of concern over the no-mow areas and parks and how we've looked at that. We heard early on in the budget process that seasonals were not brought back. And then I think the last item that we'll be discussing tonight deals with our Economic Development Corporation, which we have been contracting with for about 10 years, and the mayor's proposal to move it over to LEAP. And, we'll have questions on what that means.
In terms of that proposal, moving the EDC into LEAP, is the council generally supportive of that?
Well, I've not heard from other council members. We're waiting, of course, to hear exactly what the proposal is, if there's a savings, if there isn't a savings. It is good for us to do regional cooperation. I think, some of the concerns that I have heard have been the fact that, as we're trying to do economic development, we want to try to do as much of it as we can in Lansing. I mean, we appreciate our partners out there, but again, we need to be selling Lansing, and how will this affect those things going on.
I'm talking to Lansing City Council member Carol Wood ahead of tonight's City Council meeting, as the budget will be the focus. So, Carol, when it comes to this millage money, where is the council leaning? Could the council allocate no money at all towards plans for a consolidated police headquarters?
Well, I think we could. Does that mean that we don't support the consolidation of the police headquarters? I think we absolutely do, and it's been part of resolutions for the last few years asking for that study to be done. I think what we're trying to get is more information on this. And again, I think there's a perception out there, at least what I'm hearing from the community. I was stopped when I was in the store over the weekend by a number of people that reminded me that they voted for the millage, that they supported it, but they wanted it to going to retain officers and to bring back any that we could. So, you know, I think there was a clear message that a number of us have heard about that.
Do you think that the city this year should invest hundreds of thousands of dollars more into studying potential consolidation plans?
Well, I'm still trying to understand what happened with the $353,000 that we already have allocated for that. Is there a complete study out there? What type of study did they do? What buildings did they look at? I think, you know, we need to get some of those answers before we continue to move forward.
How do those details get to the city council? How effective is your ability to get all the information you want and need from Mayor Bernero's administration?
Well, I think we've seen over the past several years, sometimes it's difficult getting that information, and especially during a budget time when you're being asked to pass a budget and you don't have that information in front of you, it makes those decisions more difficult to understand exactly what it is that we are voting on and what we'll expect to see. And there's numbers of times that we've been promised that things will come back to council, we will get a chance to look at it, and that hasn't happened. So, I think, again, hopefully we'll be getting more information from the administration before we have to vote on this, and that we're able to review that and understand the implications to the budget as we move forward.
Other than the use of the millage money, is there any other aspect of the mayor's proposed budget that you expect will see some significant changes?
Well, I think different council members have different ideas of things that they'd like to see a little bit different. It's whether you can put five votes together to make those changes or not. And that's part of the importance of the meeting on the 17th, is to listen to what council members, what issues they have, and try to negotiate them into the budget.
I mean, one of the things about a budget, any budget, is just how complex it can be. Do you think generally council members have insight on some of the, I guess, more difficult and complicated parts of the budget?
Well, I think, again, trying to have the information in front of you in a timely manner makes it much easier for you to be able to understand and get your questions out there. Today we're dealing with the Public Service and the Parks Department, and one of the things that are important for us to review are the line item details so that we understand that. Getting that on a Friday, and there's several pages to that then you're expected to be ready on Monday to ask your questions. Sometimes that's very difficult. This budget cycle, instead of getting the line item detail up front shortly after we receive the budget, we've been getting it in dribbles and drabs each Thursday or Friday before the Monday meeting to deal with it. And there's been questions that have been asked, and we're waiting to get some of those that information back to be able to make good decisions.
Looking back over the years, would you say the structure of Mayor Bernero's budgets in general have been responsible?
That's a difficult question. I think if we're talking about are they looking at a number of aspects out there to continue services and things like that. I think, you know, the majority of them have been. Are there issues that from what council sees versus what the mayor sees and things that we're hearing? Absolutely. I think that's why council's given the budget, and that's why we have an opportunity to look at making some changes to it. Again, you know, sometimes from our perspective, from a council's perspective, the meetings and the things that we're attending out in the public, we hear from the public and some of their concerns. And I'm not saying that the mayor doesn't hear from the public, but I think we hear from them much more than that he does.
Finally, the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of the Chippewas late last week voted to approve plans for a downtown Lansing casino. The city council, of course, voted itself to approve the plans. Do you envision any drawback at all to having a casino in the city?
Well, I think there's some issues out there. I'm not going to say that there aren't. You know, we've heard from a number of groups that are concerned about habitual gambling problems. We've heard from concerns about increase in crime. Those have been issues that are out there. I think you're probably looking at least 5 years before we would see anything happen with it. You know, and that was something that Mayor Bonero said in the very beginning, that this, you know, this was going to be a long process.
Lansing City Council Member Carol Wood, tonight's council meeting set to focus on the budget. WILS will, of course, be there covering the proceedings. Carol, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.